Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And we're broadcasting this week from the Time Management Department here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yes, indeed we are. You know, people may remember that a few weeks ago, my dear brother talked about a brilliant idea that he came up with.
Yes.
Do you recall? Double Dog Daylight Savings Time. The basic idea is that instead of moving the clock ahead 1 hour during the summer, we'd move it ahead 2 hours.
Yes.
Which would leave us hours of daylight after work for barbecuing, swimming, sleeping in the hammock, and so forth.
It was a brilliant idea.
It was a brilliant idea.
It is a brilliant idea. Continues to be.
Yeah. Well, that prompted a flurry of other interesting time management ideas from our listeners, but this one is the one that I happen to have liked the best. It's from a guy named Peter Callen of Doylestown, Pennsylvania, who calls his plan, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Daily savings time.
I like it.
Don't you love it already?
I love it.
It's a two-part plan. Here's part one. The clocks would be set forward by an hour every afternoon at 3:30 p.m., immediately making it 4:30 p.m., and almost time to quit work.
Perfect.
Every business would immediately save an hour's worth of energy costs every day.
Of course.
A roughly 12% savings. Workers' morale would immediately improve, and productivity would soar since not much gets done after 3:30 anyway.
I'm in complete agreement.
The second part of my plan is to move the clock back an hour every morning at 4:30 a.m.
While you're sleeping.
While you're sleeping. Immediately making it, what, 3:30 a.m. This would allow nearly everyone to get an extra hour of sleep every night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are studies that show the typical American is sleep-deprived. This would yield immediate health benefits.
Indeed.
People would awaken every morning well-rested and in a good mood, even teenagers. Right? Teenagers need a lot more sleep.
They do. Jeez. And they say that Americans are short on ingenuity these days. Are you kidding?
Well, if you have a brilliant...
Well, this would be a boom to the clock market. I mean, no one's going to get up and set his clock back an hour.
Of course not. The clocks have to be completely redesigned
right,
so that they automatically do this every day.
Exactly.
Every single clock. Just the clock industry.
I'm buying clock futures, man. Look, if you have a brilliant scheme or a question about your car, and moreover,
see, it's
if we combined his thing
and yours
and mine,
we would know.
We'd never know.
We were coming to go.
Well, anyway, if you have a question,
but it's interesting how one idea
spawns yeah,
others.
Exactly.
And this one may spawn others, and pretty soon we'll have something that actually makes sense.
Not if it's coming from us. Anyway, give us a call if you have a scheme or a question. The number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.